one of the all-time great shooters in college basketball history, and now one of the very best perimeter shooters in the NBA. Kyle Korver of the Utah Jazz is with us here today. Kyle, thanks for joining us here on Sharing the Victory.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. You know, when people think about Kyle Korver, they think about long-range shooting ability. Is that something that's always been a repertoire in your game?
Well, it's always something that I wanted to be in my game. I think when I was younger, I probably wanted a little bit too much. You know, I probably wasn't ready for it for quite a while. But, you know, I learned at a young age that I probably wasn't going to be a high flyer. So in order to get the crowd going and, you know, create a little bit of excitement, I had to learn how to shoot threes. So
what was that like? I mean, you learned how to shoot threes. What type of work ethic is involved in, you know, really developing that phase of your game? Give us a snapshot of what that looked like as you were growing up to become the kind of perimeter shooter that you are today.
Well, I mean, it wasn't something that just happened overnight for sure. I mean, my form has been all over the place. When I was younger, I actually shot left-handed for a while. When I was really young, I was trying to shoot threes, and I wasn't strong enough, so I'm sitting there shooting the ball with two hands because that was the only way that I could get it. There. And my uncle was watching me one day, and he's like, "What are you doing? You got to pick one hand." And I was like, okay. So I figured out I could shoot it farther with my left hand than I could with my right hand. So I started shooting the ball left hand. And the next year he comes over and he's like, "What are you doing? You're not left-handed." So I started shooting right-handed. And, you know, it just means, I mean, everyone, you know, wants to know if there's a secret or a trick. And it's really not. You got to have consistent form. And then it's just a whole lot of practice. That's all it really is.
We're talking to Kyle Korver, the outstanding shooter for the Utah Jazz in the NBA. And Kyle, I had a chance to personally watch you while you were a basketball player at Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska. And we're just 50 miles down the road where I'm at, I saw the culmination of that work ethic. And as we talk about our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, Kyle, one of the things that I feel is very important for young Christian kids to be understanding in the world of sports and whatever field of endeavor they're in, and that is that God honors a work ethic. The scriptures say in Proverbs chapter 22, I think it's verse 29, it says that, "Do you see a man who's diligent in his work? He will stand before kings, not just before average people." So there's an excellence and a diligence that God has called us to as a result of our relationship with Jesus Christ. And it takes us beyond where we would normally go. It drives us to do those extra things and the extra hours that's necessary to be expertise to the very best of our ability. Do you feel like your relationship, your time with the Lord Jesus Christ, inspires a greater work ethic, honestly?
It does. The older I get, the more time I spend on the Word, and the more time I really try to dig into, you know, who I am and what His purpose is for me, the more inspired I am to work harder. It's kind of hard to put in words exactly unless you know, like, what we're talking about. But it just seems like the more you dig in, the more purpose you feel. Mm-hmm. When you feel more purpose, I think you usually work a little bit harder.
You know, that's a great point, because if you are really sold on what God's doing with your life, you're not going to get talked out of it as easy. You know, there's a lot of things that talk athletes and a lot of people, but things also that talk athletes out of maximizing their God-given talent. And one of them, Kyle, that I've often felt is pain and exhaustion. An athlete has to go through conditioning, and there are elements that lead to fear, like pain and exhaustion, or playing against a great opponent, or what have you. Those things can really shortchange us internally. They can really trap our mind and almost put chains on us inside and keep us from doing our very best. Have you experienced that before, honestly, you know, in NBA games or in college games, where you just felt like you were shackled by fear of failure or the conditioning level of, you know, that's necessary through pain and exhaustion?
Absolutely, and that's a huge thing. I mean, I think everyone deals with that. I mean, I don't think just athletes deal with that, but I think people in general, you just feel worn out at times. And you know, I've kind of been dealing with some things here this season. I've had my shooting wrist, my right wrist, has been really kind of messed up a little bit, and it's just been a really frustrating thing. You combine that with all the long road trips and hotel beds and just feeling tired. It's pretty easy to feel just kind of bogged down and feel like, man, I just want to give up. I'm tired of this. Played basketball for a long time. There's other things I want to do in life. You know, but ultimately, you know, I feel like God gave me a gift to play basketball. And I'm going to keep on doing that as long as I can for His glory. When you're able to focus on it like that, it really makes a huge difference.
Well, you know, I appreciate that vulnerability, Kyle, because you're right. And the scriptures say that the testing of our faith brings about a level of maturity. And in James chapter 1, we get that. And I wondered, you know, how you feel about that. Let's say that you're going through a tough game or a tough season, or maybe you and your coach aren't getting along, and circumstantially things aren't going your way. And the scriptures say that that's a trial. For the Christian athlete, that's a trial to your faith. But, hey, don't fight that. Just let that internalize in your bloodstream, because eventually you'll start to grow. God will perfect you into maturity. And then he says something else. In verse 5 of chapter 1 in James, he says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. In other words, God will give you wisdom through those trials. When you're going through a tough game or a tough season or a tough situation with your coach or a teammate, is there a level of wisdom that you have asked from God to help you and direct you? And could you give us even an example of that?
Well, I mean, that's something that I pray for all the time. I mean, I feel like you can never have enough wisdom. I think one of the biggest things, you know, I've learned over the years is, you know, when I'm broken, when I'm hurting, that's also when I'm clinging hardest to God. That's when I'm really digging in. I'm really trying to figure this out. And I also feel like that's also when I'm learning the most. So whereas, you know, you don't always want to be in those tough times because you want to be able to soar whenever you can. And then, you know, it seems like things kind of cycle, things get tougher, you learn some more, you grow some more, and then you kind of excel again. But, I mean, that stuff happens all the time. It's just a continuing cycle. It seems like it never ends.
Well, you know what? One thing is really important. There's two ways to respond. As we've heard people say, you can get bitter through a tough time or you can get better. And for those of us who know Jesus Christ, he has set up a program for us, a training regime, if you will, for us to grow, become more mature, so that when he says it's time to soar, we can soar with maturity, and it's not just a flash in the pan thing. And so, Kyle, we just want to thank you for being on our show today and reminding us of those great lessons. And we certainly want to wish you well through your NBA season, and that God would keep sharpening your shooting eye, and that you would play to his glory, and remind people every time you play that Jesus Christ is alive and well in you. So thanks for joining us here today on Sharing the Victory.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's Kyle Korver, the outstanding shooter with the Utah Jazz, and we're just excited to have him with us on Sharing the Victory.